T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The things we need to power so many things in our world are not coming from this country. They're coming from China, and we are dependent on them, certain metals. How might Texas find a way to become a little bit more independent of that?
You know, the fact is, as you stated there in the question, is China dominates the market of what we know as rare earth metals. Whether that's production, mining is 70% of rare earth metals across the nation, but even more so, they're responsible for about 90% of the complex processing to turn those metals into magnets. And so rare earth metals, it's really an interesting term because they're really not that rare, but because they're across the world. However, they are rare in high concentrations to where it makes it feasible for them to be mined and therefore then turned into various magnets are so important to everyday part of our lives today. And so what's really interesting is the United States needs to have a much greater diversification of not being dependent on one country. We have a project that is here in the state of Texas out close to El Paso, where what's called Round Top Mountain. There's a project out there potentially that could mine rare earth metals, and then ultimately that could probably satisfy not quite 20%, between 15% to probably 18% of the U.S.'s ultimate demand on a yearly basis.
It's 950 acres. It's state-owned, and that's big, but that's a lot to say it could satisfy that much of our country's needs.
Well, that's what's pretty remarkable, is that this location has a high concentration in most of the rare earth metals and those that are of higher quantity and value. And so therefore, even though it's a, you know, Texas is a large area, 950 acres is a small area compiled to, this particular deposit has a high concentration. And so therefore, it's a really remarkable project that could not only produce jobs in the local community, payroll in the local community, add to the state's GDP, but more importantly, add to giving some greater stability, not just to Texas, but the entire United States, and having a greater diversification of these rare earth materials, which we need in everyday life, whether they're in our phones, our cell phones, televisions, electric motors, generators, they're in wind turbines, satellites. I mean, they're almost in every facet of our daily lives. And then just say, for example, in Fort Worth, we here in Texas, the F-35 fighter jet is produced, and most people don't realize that jet alone, each jet has about 920 pounds of rare earth metals in them. And so it's important for strategic defense in the United States as well to have that greater diversification and production here in the United States.
This 950 state-owned acres, does it have a wide variety of rare earth metals? Apparently there are 17 of them that are needed. Do we have them all in that one place?
Essentially, about 16 of the 17 are in that one location. So that's what makes this particular deposit very unique, in that it has most of the rare earth metals, and especially in quantities that are much more feasibly produced to be mined and then ultimately processed into magnets that are used in almost everyday life.
Is this going to happen, actually?
You know, hopefully it seems like it is. I toured the facility here last month. I went out to El Paso for a couple of days, went out to the facility, toured it with the company that is working on this project, and actually I'm very convinced that they are going to get this project off the ground.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.